Hello and welcome back to Fernando's Journey. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2019. Today marks a very special day in my journey right now. Today actually happens to land on my 60th day of consecutive fitness and following my proper diet of ketogenic. It has been a journey that a lot of people did not expect for me to be doing. Honestly, I did not even expect myself to be doing it myself. But I feel like through a lot of inspiration, through a lot of self-motivation and self-discipline, I was able to find the willpower to allow myself to just continue to just push forth. There are days that I feel like I didn't want to follow the diet. There are days that I feel like I didn't want to follow the intermittent fasting. There are days where I didn't want to go to the gym because my body was too sore. But I knew that if I kept going and keep telling myself, you know, maintaining that self-discipline, I can go ahead and have a transformation. Today, I'm happy to say that I have lost approximately 30 pounds of my original weight when I first started back in January 17th, 2019. Exactly 2 months later, I'm at a process where I never thought I would be. I was feeling low during that time. You know, all the experience that has happened to me mentally from the stress perspective, from a relationship perspective, and just from a just an individual standpoint, I didn't have much confidence going into this coming year. But somehow, some way, I was able to just find that motivation. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to say somehow, some way. You know, I know what it is. And it was just a conversation that I had with myself. That conversation where I had habits of wanting to eat so much food. Where I had habits where I listened to my cravings, even though it was bad. Where I had habits where I know that I should probably work out or not eat unhealthy food. Or not drink so much liquor. All contributed to why I was able to get myself into this problem. Health issues, hypertension, high blood pressure, being overweight, feeling unhealthy, feeling unmotivated, feeling tired. All those negative things that were just collapsing on me. It's a lot of weight on you, both, you know, figuratively, mentally, spiritually. Everything just didn't seem like things were going for me. But I was happy that I was able to maintain strong. I attribute the power of this just to my people, to the people who supported me. So I want to just going to go ahead and just give a shout out to those people. They know who they are. My family, my mom, my dad supported me. Obviously, my wife, Summer, supports me. There's a lot of friends out there that know of my journey. Even before I even started doing this podcast, they know that I'm doing this journey because I just want to just document the process that I'm going through. Not so much for the attention, but just so much to remind myself years from now, months from now, of where I am and where my mindset is and where my mindset used to be. And my mindset wasn't where I wanted to be. I have discovered that in these 60 days, not only have I found my way to just maintain this fitness and diet journey, I also find that it's a lot easier for me to set up other individual goals that goes beyond fitness. So I want to go ahead and address that today. I feel like it is important that you maintain these fitness and diet goals, but also keep in mind that the effects from that is that because you know that you can lose weight, because you know that you can stick to a strict diet, it gives you that sense of, I don't know, like power, motivation to be able to set yourself with other goals that are unrelated directly to fitness. I am now reading more books, and I actually enjoy reading books. Currently, I'm reading a book called The Power of Habits by Charles Dickens. That's a really motivational book. It has actually helped me with my drinking issues that I've had. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself an alcoholic, but I do consider myself a social drinker that really enjoys drinking, and it has given me a really hard time saying no. So being able to just motivate myself and create that habit of wanting to read at least 30 minutes a day. It's not that much, but 30 minutes a day. You know, I look forward to the day when I get to open this book, read one chapter, read a couple pages that I can, and then just obtain more knowledge. Knowledge is power. So I am happy that that is a goal of mine. I am happy that I'm able to commit myself to spending more time with my wife and cherishing her and just showing her that I appreciate her by using my words, by actions. I appreciate that I'm able to follow my career goals of wanting to become better as a coder. And so I have the habit of just coding every single day. I don't code much, but the little times that I code, I know eventually it's going to blossom into something beautiful. I'm still a seed, you know. Day 60 days, you know, that seed has been on the ground with the soil and the water. And, you know, it's starting to sprout. and eventually the seed is going to continue to grow. So all these small seeds that I'm planting for different things, my fitness, my ability to study, my ability to read, my ability to interact, my ability to show love, my ability to be more attentive, my ability to just be more productive at work, my ability to just make a lot of people have positive and engaging conversation with me has just really helped me. I mean, this is more than a fitness journey. This is a self-improvement of my entire body, my brain, my mind, my soul, everything. And so all this is just something that's gonna remain, and I don't see myself quitting. There was an incident that happened that I want to go ahead and address, and that incident has to do with dealing with a traumatic experiences and how it is that I was able to overcome it. My mom was sent to the hospital because she was diagnosed with severe anemia. My mom fainted while she was at work, and she hit her head. She was sent straight into the emergency room in Martinez Hospital. And so at the time that I was told about it, I was at work. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was going on. It was a scary feeling. And so that really, like, it was a test of my mind and my willpower. And I had to make a choice as to what I wanted to do. Ultimately, I decided to leave work. I wanted to go be there for my mom because I know that I love her. And I was just there just to make sure that she was able to awaken and able to just show that I was there for in support. And sure it was. She was in the hospital for a few days. She was able to be released. She's now changed her diet, or at least attempting to just become better and just raise her iron deficiency that she has. And so during that week that this happened, my mom let me know how much that she cared about me and how important that we as a family are into her life. And that meant a lot to me. It made me cry a lot. It made me feel down. It made me think of just past experiences, which is why I did the forgiveness letter on my last podcast, because I just needed to just let it all out. And so it's experiences like that, when you are going through chaotic or you're going through a down experience, that brings a lot of people together. And I felt like that brought family together. I felt like that brought my brother's relationship together. And we now, you know, are able to maintain healthy and honest conversations with ourselves, where we can be more realistic about things that we want to set out for financial goals, things that we want to set up for individual goals and health goals. And so, like, although my mom is not 100% healthy and she's not out of the woods yet, you know, she is pursuing a greater mindset understanding of that. So I'm happy that I was able to have these type of conversations with her. Indirectly, this also affected my workout ability. I just remember that while my mom was in the hospital, I went to the gym and I couldn't muster some sort of motivation to work out. It was very difficult for me to work out during that time period. It made me just not want to work out. It made me like, why am I here? I should probably be at the hospital just alongside my mom. I just went through that little mode for a few days, and I just didn't want to work out. But I was aware of this, and I was aware that my mom needed my attention. And so I did not let that bring me down. I didn't. It goes back to the goals that I've set for myself. I told myself that I'm going to keep this ketogenic diet, which I did not quit. I told myself that I was going to continue this fitness, which, you know, I'm used to working out pretty much every day of the week, at least for an hour. You know, it was cut short by 4 times a week, so I skipped 3 days. But, you know, I still had a good 4 days of work prior to this incident happening. And now I'm back on track. I'm working out. I'm actually thinking about running this half marathon, which is happening next week. So I'm still debating if I can get a running partner out there that wants to run with me. Still don't know, but, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll make my decision, and I'll be able to just continue doing all these tiny goals that just coming together will just bring me closer to the journey that I want to reach. I don't know how far this journey is going to take me. I don't know exactly where this journey is meant to take me. I do know for sure is that this journey is beautiful. It feels great. My body feels great. I know that if I continue doing this, my hypertension will be cured. It will be cured. I will check in with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Fernando Ramos. If you want to go ahead and follow me, I have my Instagram, KingNando89. You know, I'm always welcome to chat with anybody that wants to just have conversations or is looking to change their lives from a physical standpoint, from a health standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. You know, I may not be that person that can articulate the right things, but I am a very good listener. And so hopefully if this reaches or touches anybody that is in need, I'm always here to be that support. So thank you for taking your time for listening, and you have yourself a great day. Goodbye.